Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, you beautiful angel face. Welcome to day 315 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today is day 6 of the mindfulness series, and I have briefly touched on why you should meditate, the super bare bones of the history, and the basics of how, but I know a lot of us are still going to be overwhelmed to try this shit, because unplugging and choosing to connect with yourself is always going to be a bit scary and super uncomfortable at first. That's normal. But this is why I'm choosing to spend today sharing some of the tips and tricks and other random tidbits that have helped me along my own mindfulness journey. And I know a lot of us are going to be spending the days with families, which, in my opinion, is a very good time to learn how to ground with yourself first. But if you're like me and spending today alone, it's also a really good time to get in touch with yourself and your feelings on a real level without expectation or guilt or judgment. It's totally understandable that a lot of us have a hard time with our thoughts. We become so used to having a restless or hyperactive mind that it makes it hard to notice that we're almost always roaring with activity. So when we first sit down to meditate, it is natural to feel caught off guard when we're confronted with all the noise. And it makes sense to feel overwhelmed simply at the idea of having to sit with yourself. Our mind's natural state is designed to move at ridiculously high speeds to keep us safe. So training it to slow down and eventually sit still will be a bit like training a hyper-ass puppy. You're gonna have to redirect the puppy, and some days are gonna be better than others. But every minute of sitting still in this training counts. With practice and persistence, you're going to get better and better at training your puppy dog of a mind on how to sit and stay on command. And eventually, you'll be able to sit with it for more and more time with less and less cueing and effort. Our brains are naturally poised for making the most efficient use of our downtime, which is why our minds tend to wander when we're bored. These are our default mode networks that run automatically, typically dwelling about the past or the future, whenever there's nothing else going on. That said, we can practice redirecting that default mode back to the present, so we can avoid rumination and other self-sabotaging thought cycles. With more and more practice, we'll get better and better at minimizing that default habit of overthinking and will improve our ability to just be present with the reality of what is. Meditation is an active rebellion against our natural state. And of course, rebelling against our natural state of mind is not going to be an easy task. Having anxiety and fear and thoughts and ideas are completely and totally natural, but they're not always helpful to be forced to deal with 24/7. So like anything, the more that you practice this correctly, the easier it's going to get to keep showing up. So I encourage you to implement just a few minutes of this mindfulness or meditation practice into your daily routine as often as you can, so you can start to see the rewards and then keep showing up for yourself. And if it feels a bit like work at first, that's because it will be a bit of work at first. We have to remember that meditation is an active form of brain training, and we've been led to believe it's inactive, sitting and doing nothing. But this active process of choosing an activity to increase awareness of your own thoughts and your feelings, to get more comfortable within your own mind and body, so you can manage these negative symptoms that naturally occur to our consciousness. The main thing that helped me show up is remembering that this is truly the one time a day that nobody expects anything from me at all, including myself. I'm allowed to just be. I can disconnect and chill for 5 to 30 minutes, and I won't have a single thing fuck with me. I'm safe for 30 minutes a day because I have nothing expected. I have no pressure to even be good at the shit I'm doing, but there's nothing to lose and everything to gain by showing up. Do I still struggle to show up most days? Hell yeah, I do. But the beauty is that's part of my process. And I find the more often I do show up, the more I wonder what I was worried about all the times that I didn't. I once saw a TikTok that, of course, I can't find now. And this person has a filthy cup and explains that meditation is sitting to rinse out that cup. And of course, the first time that you rinse it, it's going to stir up a lot of the muck and not make a difference on cleaning it out. But the longer that you rinse and the more consistent that you show up to clean it, that cup will eventually shed all the dirty muck and that water will run clearly through. And when we consider the fact that we have not been forced to sit with our thoughts for however many years you've been alive, it makes sense that they will want to run rampant the second that you want to sit down with them. So, like any practice, that redirection that comes from meditation will take time and commitment and consistency and good practice. But we often get discouraged right out of the gates because we feel like we're not doing a good job or benefiting from it. When in reality, just showing up is half the battle, because the first few times are bound to be messy and difficult. And I know it's a bit counterintuitive to talk about the outcomes and the rewards when the purpose is to disconnect from our clinging to those rewards and outcomes, but they will come through consistent practice. So don't get frustrated, and remember that some days are bound to be harder than others. The point of this is to have time to yourself without expectations, which to me is hella welcome in a world so filled with them. So regardless of where you are today, and if you're celebrating or not, or if you're alone or not, I'm sending all the love your way. And I am encouraging you to embrace a little bit of mindfulness today, especially if you're somebody feeling really resistant towards it. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.